Directions Media. This is Directions on the News for Tuesday, February the 24th, 2009. Every week, Directions brings you the very latest information on geospatial technology and all things location. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama. Adina Schutzberg is attending a conference this week. The economic recession is on everyone's mind, but last week's passage of the stimulus bill, otherwise known as the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, was a bit vague on spending for specific projects involving geospatial technology, except one, mapping broadband. What exactly will that entail, and what possible impact will it have on the expansion of communications in rural areas, location-based services, and the wider dissemination of geospatial information? We'll look at that and more, but first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. Quickly get your imagery to the people who need it with ArcGIS Server Image Extension. For more information, visit www.esri.com/image.
What we know so far of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act that was passed last week is that the new act provides $7.2 billion for the expansion of broadband facilities and services. Now, of that, $4.7 billion is to be dispensed by the Commerce Department's National Telecommunications and Information Administration, the NTIA, mostly for broadband construction grants, and of that, up to $350 million for the development of a nationwide mapping of broadband facilities. Now, according to the Corporate Financial Law blog, this money is funding the Broadband Data Improvement Act that was really approved by the U.S. Congress last October and intended to help both the federal government and state governments collect better data on where broadband isn't yet available. The bill would require the, or the bill does require the U.S. Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, to issue an annual report on the availability of broadband across the U.S. Instead of the current law, which requires the FCC to issue a report, quote-unquote, regularly, this according to Network World. So the appropriations for the Broadband Data Improvement Act that was passed last October are now funded as part of the stimulus package passed last week. So what's considered broadband by the FCC? Let's tackle that first. Again, according to Network World, the FCC classified everything faster than 200K bits per second as broadband. But last March, the FCC approved a new broadband mapping plan that would measure broadband availability by census tract. This new plan would break out five speed tiers in its upcoming broadband reports, the lowest tier being 200K to 760K bits per second, and the fastest tier more than 600 million bits per second. That's 6 megabits. The NTIA, the fine people that brought you the conversion to digital TV, must develop a broadband mapping for public availability within 2 years. Now, this legislation requires the FCC within 1 year to create a national broadband plan to ensure that everyone in the U.S. has broadband access. Now, the NTIA must implement this program as quickly as possible and award all of the grants that were under the stimulus package by September 30th, 2010. So, let's look at what's going on in the hinterland. Thanks to Bill Bishop and the Daily Yonder, an online publication that focuses on rural economic development, they've done a bit of research on rural broadband access. I'm going to include a map that was produced by that publication to accompany this this podcast along with the show notes. So it's a really interesting map to take a look at. They've done a nice job of mapping out the broadband access, how many farms, for example, have specific broadband access across the country by county. So what they found was this. The percentage of U.S. farms with high-speed internet access varies widely from state to state and from county to county, as you can imagine. And this according to a recently released Federal Census of Agriculture. Nearly 6 out of 10 farms in Connecticut, for example, had high-speed internet connection in 2007 when the census was last taken. In Mississippi, though, only 2 out of 10 farms had a quick connection to the World Wide Web. Again, this is all according to the Daily Yonder. The census found that farms in rural and ex-urban counties were less likely to have broadband connections than farms located in metro counties. Nationally, 31.3% of farms in rural counties had broadband connections. In urban counties, nearly 40% of farm operators had high-speed internet connections. Over 2.2 million farms were included in the U.S. Department of Agriculture census, which is conducted every 5 years. In 2002, that census found that half the farms in the country were connected to the internet in some way, either by broadband or dial-up. By 2007, though, that percentage of farms with some kind of internet access really only inched up to about 56.5%. Again, this is all according to the Daily Yonder. I think the point about broadband access was really driven home to me last week when I spoke to Laren Dalby. He's the state GIS coordinator for Arkansas. He pointedly expressed to me that not everyone has broadband access across, in his neck of the woods. And this brings up a very important aspect of developing a national spatial data infrastructure, and not just the fact that we need a map of the availability of broadband as one map feature. The fact is, if you cannot get access to either something like a national GIS system or the national map or whatever, if you can't find a way to easily communicate with statewide GIS coordinators to either access some sort of statewide initiative, some sort of statewide data, and for example, like we have in the state where I live, we have a system called Virtual Alabama, those kinds of tools don't do you much good unless you have broadband access. Moreover, the type of broadband access that will become increasingly important, I think, is 3G. If you take, for example, the availability of having satellite data or base map data available for first responders who are on the scene of a natural disaster, like a tornado, and tornado season is rapidly approaching here in the South, you want a broadband connection. You don't want to have to wait several minutes to download a base map. Mobile mapping applications will benefit from broadband access for field work, and I imagine applications for precision ag will be improved with better high-speed access for certainly in more of the rural farms. For the last several weeks, I've been using a BlackBerry Storm that utilized the Verizon 3G network, and I can most definitely see how the speed that I'm getting from using the mapping applications that I have would greatly benefit those who are using location-based services and certainly location-based mobile mapping programs. So I suggest that this $350 million is a good investment. I'm not sure how they arrived at that number or how it will be dispensed, but I would keep your eye on recovery.gov, the website that is monitoring the spend for the stimulus package. That's all the time we have for today. Our sponsor, ESRI, would like to remind you that ESRI's 29th Annual International User Conference will be held July 13th to the 17th in San Diego, California. Experience the largest GIS conference in the world with an all-encompassing agenda, from pre-conference seminars to special interest group meetings to the ESRI showcase. Online registration is available at www.esri.com/UC. If you'd like to write to us about this or any other podcast, please do so by sending an email to editors@directionsmag.com. Also, this coming Monday, watch for an announcement about our call for presentations for Location Intelligence 2009 that will be held October 5th to the 7th in Westminster, Colorado. Thanks again for joining us today, and be sure to tell a friend.